Grace Unscripted, where we share stories of the people in and around Grace Church without any script, just real, raw conversations about life change through Jesus. I'm your host, Audrey Wallace, and today my guest is Abby Jones. I love Abby Jones even more in this moment than I did before she walked into this room because she just shared a really brave story. And I want to let you know there are some really deep, dark things that she shares in this story. So listen with wisdom. And if anything in this conversation resonates with you, I know I always say this, but I really mean it this time, please reach out to us. We'd love to help be part of your healing journey like Abby shares here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm very excited to be sitting across from you right now.
Me too.
Yay. Okay. This is the best way I could be spending my night. Well, for the audience that's hearing our dear affection for one another, we don't know each other all that well, but we did have some magical moments.
We did.
And I won't jump there now, but I love Abby a lot, and I'm excited for everybody to hear her story and for me to hear her story too, because I don't really know a ton under the surface.
Yeah.
So I'd like to start at the beginning. Let me know
Great.
Where you grew up. What's your origin story?
So grew up and was born in Canton. Mm-hmm. Ohio, and grew up in Green. Mm-hmm. School all through, you know, all ages, just stayed in Green, and then graduated from there. I'm not going to say the year because that will say how old I am. Went to Malone College.
Okay. Wow, well, just homegrown.
Very much homegrown. I actually spent a semester at Marietta College down in Marietta.
Okay. There's like a fish. Isn't there a thing of fish? Like their mascot?
So they're the pioneers.
Oh,
I don't know about
Muskingum.
The fish.
Never mind.
Oh yeah, my sister went to Muskingum.
Southern Ohio
yeah.
people.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
So went to Marietta. Felt very called to ministry, ironically. Mm. Specifically, like, possibly, like, pastoral. I wasn't really sure. Mm-hmm. And I knew I couldn't do that at Marietta. Mm-hmm. So my mom went to Malone. My cousin went to Malone. So I checked out Malone. I was really close between there and Asbury College in Kentucky. I was raised Methodist.
Okay.
So,
same.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
High five. Yeah. So, yeah. So just went there, graduated from Malone, lived in Canton for a year.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to pause. Hold on.
Yeah.
Did you, like, grow up with God as part of your regular everyday
life? Oh, my goodness.
Life?
Yes.
Like, grew up Methodist can mean a lot of different things because I've been there and I've done that.
Yes. So God definitely in the center of my life. So my great-grandpa was a Methodist pastor and helped.
Same. What was his name?
Stop
Are we related?
It. Victor?
They probably knew one another.
They probably
I'll tell you that
did.
If it was
yeah.
in the Akron area.
Yeah. I mean, he was all over. He was Akron, Canton.
Yeah, no,
you know how they move
Google
them.
This because I'm certain they would have
Stop
known
it. Yeah.
Small pool.
Yeah, I so, bet yeah. they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, we'll have to talk about that.
We'll talk about that off the record.
I almost just said his name, but I don't, probably he's in heaven, so yeah. he's hanging out. So yeah, God was very much, it was very much like Sunday and Wednesday. Like mm-hmm. Sunday, go to church, Wednesday, kids club. Mm-hmm. And that was my life. I mean, I didn't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Went to church camp.
Parents, family.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everyone. Like my entire family.
Yeah.
Either
okay.
was at the church we were at or was at their own churches in their respective cities.
Mm-hmm.
Really grateful to be raised, like, super big family.
Mm-hmm.
Both mom and dad's sides. Some divorced, like, most married, mm-hmm. like, but everybody got along. Mm-hmm. I had six grandparents my whole life. Like, mm-hmm. I still have three. I'm so blessed. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Record
yeah.
breaker. Wow.
So, yeah. What was I going to say about that? I mean, it was just like fun. We were at the same church. I was baptized as a baby and then really like accepted the Lord. I remember I was at camp. I was at the camp that my grandpa helped start.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like we were up on this hill looking at the stars and they were telling us what it meant to accept Jesus. And, I did that. And then, just really felt like something, God was going to do something. Like I was going to have some type of, I just have always felt
yes.
that call.
Okay.
And I never know what it's still to this
yeah.
day. I'm like, what are we going to do with this, Lord?
Yes.
Like, how's this going to go? So, yeah. So just, and then like, you know, graduated college with a psychology degree because, I'll get into the little hiccup that happened there in the middle.
Also same, by the way, psychology degree. Keep talking.
Stop it. That's so funny. I didn't know we had this much in common.
Same.
Yeah, so kind of just like didn't know what to do, so just started applying. I literally applied to like 57 places,
yeah,
I remember.
It's a slightly worthless degree when you don't have
Very
a doctorate.
Much. Well, I got halfway through the degree and was like, you have to keep going to
yes.
school?
Not even a MBA counts
no.
for anything.
And I was like, I hate school. What are we doing? What am I doing?
Yes.
So just kind kind of like, you know, okay, trust the process.
Yep.
And ended up getting a full-time job with benefits. Like, I was so excited. Couldn't afford my life. Had to live with my parents. Mm-hmm. It was a whole thing. But, yeah, so that was, like, my origin story. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're graduated. We've got the job.
Yeah. Got
then,
the job.
Then what? So you're still in Northeast Ohio, I'm guessing.
Yes. Didn't go far. Yeah. So I didn't. I was living in Canton still. Mm-hmm. But the hiccup little thing that happened was I was 10 years old in the church and mm-hmm. had been there my whole life. I think we started going there when I was 4. So like ever since I can remember, it was that church.
Yeah.
And was working in the nursery, and this lady kind of like was new on the scene in the church. She was married with kids, and she started working in the nursery with me and kind of took an interest in me. And, you know, I'm a kid. So I was like, okay, cool. Like a mentor type of thing. Well, she ended up following me, like started in the nursery, followed me to the kids program, like in activities, not like physically stalkering, mm-hmm. but just like around all mm-hmm. the time. And at the time, so this was 20 years ago, people didn't know what grooming was, but she was grooming me. And it was weird, and people were like, there's something going on here, but we don't really know what it is. Mm. And it got to the point where there was some sexual abuse
wow.
when I was like 16, 17,
wow.
but it didn't come out until I was 18.
Okay.
And so even to this day, like extremely damaging,
yes.
extremely damaging. I have been in therapy since, have been through 5 therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord I was led to a therapist that actually is a member here mm. at this church like 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with her ever since.
Wow. Okay.
And I mean, I'm the biggest like advocate for mental health.
Yes.
Because everyone has something.
Go.
You know,
go.
I just really feel like everyone has, life is hard. Like, what is it? James 1? I mean, like we're to expect it to be hard, but mm-hmm. like you need help sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole abusive situation didn't end. Like she had such a good grip on me that I didn't get out until I was 22.
Oh my goodness.
21. Whatever. Some people hear God literally audibly. I've only heard him one time in my life, and that was Christmas 2010 when I was in the abusive situation and he said, get out.
Mm.
And I will never forget that. It took me 3 months, but I did get out. Thank the Lord. I don't know how I got through college. Like looking yeah. back, it's like, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to survive, because I was not, she had taken me away from my family. She had taken me away from all of my friends. It was really rough. Like in this point of my life, I look back at that, like, that's not even me. Like, I don't know.
You didn't even resonate with that person.
No,
or that situation.
That was not me. I don't even, you know, I was overtaken by
wow.
this force. So yeah, that has, the more that I heal from that, the more that I am very much called in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that looks like mm-hmm. yet, but I'm just like, Lord, I have such a passion now because I've done the hard work of therapy. It's
yeah.
hard. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, mm-hmm. but it's changed me for the better. And I know that God is mm-hmm. going to use it because it's such an under talked about
mm-hmm.
subject. People mm-hmm. don't talk about, it's
yeah.
so dark and dirty and lonely and mm-hmm. shameful. And most of the time it happens when people are kids and they just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And so I feel like almost this like heavy burden of responsibility
mm.
to lead, because like I followed or would hear of people in the church that were healthy and they were in that same situation that I was in as a kid, and they had that happen to them and they're okay.
Okay.
And so it was like the hope,
okay.
the hope that I can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that kept me going because there was so many seasons of, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, just lots of,
mm-hmm.
they call it suicide ideation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never actually tried,
mm-hmm.
but I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like Jesus is the only reason that I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The enemy's playbook. He's not real creative. He's
no.
gonna plant the same seed.
So
over
simple.
And over.
Right.
And it's really our own defenses and ability to fight against that through the power of Jesus.
Yes.
That we can overcome
yes.
it ourselves. If
yes.
you don't mind, however deep you feel like sharing,
yeah.
if there was any like relationship to God in that circumstance because of the way it was connected to the church and whatever oh, yeah. mental twist that that took. Was there any, how did you interact with God at that time?
So when I was a kid, I did not know what she was doing. It was a she, P.S. I didn't know that she was doing that to other people. Until later, I found out that she was trying to groom other girls mm-hmm. in my group. She started Bible studies. Like, she was under the guise of the Lord.
In her wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Really bad. So I didn't know any different until I was like, I probably want to say like 24, 25. Mm-hmm. I had been, I call it like free because the way that, I mean, I could sit here, it's probably a movie. It's probably a Lifetime movie at some point because the way that I had to escape was like a movie. And so I say, that's my freedom day. The day that I escaped from her claws is freedom day. And like my mom was driving the car. We were going in and out of traffic. I mean, it was dramatic.
Wow.
But it happened. And the whole time she told me that this was like, you know, we were going to change the church and we were going to, you know, make it gay friendly. And like, she convinced me that I was mm-hmm. homosexual mm-hmm. and I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing. I mean, that's a whole other thing, right? We're right. not going to go
and
into that.
Like puberty time too.
Yeah.
Real, like, a lot of things playing in your body.
We're
your
having
mind.
These conversations when I'm 15.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So weird. Ended up like, thankfully it wasn't legal, but we like got married mm-hmm. with the air quotes. And, like, I was married to her for a while. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy.
This yeah. is definitely deep.
Yeah. It was wild.
Okay, so you're escaping your freedom day. Mom's
so, yeah,
there,
freedom day.
So mom knows.
But, like, mom and I hadn't talked. I was not close to my family mm-hmm. whatsoever. Like, holidays was hard. She was not welcome in any of my family mm-hmm. gatherings. I, at the time, was mad about that. Now mm-hmm. I get it, you know. And so, yeah, Freedom Day happens. I move out of the apartment that she was helping me pay for because I couldn't be with her at her house because of her divorce clause, because she has children that are close to my age. Yeah, she was 24 years older than me, so it was crazy. So Freedom Day happens. I move back with my parents, scared to death that she's going to find me. Mm-hmm. They had police, like, surrounding the church every time we would go to church because she knew where I lived. She knew, you know, she knew where my parents lived.
Yeah.
It was scary. The first, like, year, she knew where I worked. I had the police, there was police at the work that I was mm-hmm. at, and they escorted me to my car every night.
Wow.
Like, because I worked second shift, so I was scared all mm-hmm. the time. Found a therapist, didn't work with that therapist, mm-hmm. found another therapist, didn't work with that therapist. And then kind of just had a season of drinking and just like realizing everything that had happened to me. But God sent so many angels. Like, he sent her best friend back in the day. Like, they were best friends. They did ministry together before everything like kind of came out. And he sent that woman to me. She's helped me so much. I'm eternally grateful. She'll be speaking at my wedding in the fall.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just like overwhelmed with, he sent me her. He sent me this community of Christian believers that helped me understand that it wasn't my choice, that it was abuse. Mm-hmm. And that was on top of all the counseling. I mean, it was just like spaghetti brain.
Team,
yeah.
Wisdom team
yeah.
surrounding you to get through
right.
something like that.
Right. So now I'm like mid-20s and feeling like, you know, in a rhythm, still living with my parents, not really wanting to live with mm-hmm. my parents. Got a second job. That second job led me to a bunch of really healthy Christian women that led me to like just like a lot of personal growth. And it's funny how God put me in that environment because like the culture of that workplace is very like emotional and like spiritual and just like deep. It's just a deep culture. And it forced me to like heal more because I'm like, I'm either going to heal more or not going to do well. I'm not going to mm-hmm. be able to do this. So yeah, just really, really interesting. Like looking back, and I was thinking about being here with you today and thinking about all the things that I could talk about. And then I finally, my friend that I met through the Christian organization when I first got out, or when I first was free, mm-hmm. Has been going to Grace for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. No, she's not that old. Maybe 20. Mm-hmm. Whatever. A long time. Mm-hmm. And she had been inviting me to Grace forever. Mm-hmm. I swear, like once a year, that girl would be like, come with me to Christmas. Come with me to Easter. Yep. And it's not like I wasn't a believer. I just wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So because I kept trying to find churches, but then something would happen that would trigger me at the church. And I wouldn't trust. I don't trust. I still have trouble trusting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Leadership. Because it's like I heard later that leadership's kind of like smelled something that was going on, but they never did anything about it. Oof. So it was almost like I was just like shrapnel, like, you know, collateral damage because, you know, I don't know. So, you know, you can't undo the past. You just have to choose to move on.
Sure.
Where am I at? Mid 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And
your friend invites you to
friends
Grace.
Invite me
repeatedly,
to Grace.
Repeatedly, I know that.
Repeatedly,
game.
Yes. Did not, was like, no, it's number one, it's too far. Yes. I was a half hour away. I still am a half hour away.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what changed. You know what? COVID. Because I started going to a church closer to me with a friend from work. And that was going really well. Joined the choir. Mm-hmm. It was really good. There was a Julie Slattery conference there, Surprised by the Healer.
Yeah.
Actually, that's where I met Jason's wife, Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Rewind and listen to Jason Beck if you're
our previous Shout
guest's
out.
Wife, Ashley, that swooned over in the conversation.
Yeah, they're so cute. Mm-hmm. They are so cute. So, so I was involved at that church for like 5 years. And then COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of chose to stay home. Not a great choice. I isolated.
Mm.
It was around that time that I was able to move out and I moved into this crappy apartment because I just needed my own space.
Yeah.
And that's when God took my hand and was like, we're going to do the rest of the healing.
Mm.
I will never forget like week one sitting in my new apartment, which was crappy. The person there that lived there before me smoked. And it was just like, I was making my
way.
Keep
the movie plot going, really.
But I was. Yeah. I was like, I want to like see my name on the bill. And like, I just want to like make my own way.
Victories.
Victories. Just like taking back my life.
Yes.
That's how I felt. Yes. So that friend that kept inviting me to Grace was like, hey, I found this counselor that is like a ministry and it's actually through my church and it's over in Norton. And she's like, I think you should try it out because I'm self-employed. So at that time I didn't have the two jobs. I had quit the first job, which had benefits and all the things, and then was chasing this business dream, which I'm still dream. I love it. And it's fine. But, you know, don't have benefits.
Sure.
Incomes like up and down. So she's like, go try this counseling ministry. I think that you'll do really well. Ended up hooking up with a counselor there that wasn't finished with her degree yet. So she was kind of like new.
Mm-hmm.
And we immediately clicked. And like the first thing she taught me was that I am God's child.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's nothing wrong with me. If I am his child, then
it can't be.
Everything is okay. And so that was like totally not what I was taught in other Christian counseling. So if you are in Christian counseling and you're feeling weird, it's probably you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sucks to start over, but you can do it and it's worth it.
And I do want to take a moment just to plug that Grace has resources like you're mentioning, multiple of them.
Yes.
So I think that's a wildly beneficial thing to reach out and say, I don't know, for me, I feel like there needs to be a match.com for therapists because there is a real thing about the right fit for you. So just because you try and it didn't work doesn't mean therapy doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It means that that wasn't the right fit. Just like a job, just like dating.
Yes.
So let us help you navigate through that. And we're not going to do it perfectly. We might not know all the answers, but, you know, the dots can connect and get you to the right end.
Well, and I was to the point where I couldn't afford it. Therapy's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, I wouldn't be here today. Like that was some of my darkest times when I first started seeing her.
Mm.
It was hard. And so like, but it held me back for a long time because of cost. And just like exactly what you said, where do I Google it? Where do I go?
And you don't have the money to be testing
resources.
Things out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not like somebody's not buying you coffee and you're dating, you know, you're like paying them. So
yes. Yes. And if it's not good, then you feel like you wasted your money and then you're just deeper
Start
in the hole.
Back at the beginning and was it me and blah,
Correct.
Blah, blah. Anything
Correct.
Again, enemy's playbook, he's gonna run something on you. You could.
Yeah. Yeah. So So she's still inviting me to Grace. I'm not coming to Grace. I'm still at home watching a church online.
Okay.
So it's not like I wasn't praying. It's not like, but I was very much in an isolated place. But it, looking back at the time, it was isolated. But looking back, God worked so much through COVID for me. Like, I remember when quarantine started and everybody, you know, it was like, stay home for 2 weeks. I was like, this is going to be awesome. I can watch movies and stuff. And God was like, uh-uh. We're doing some work. Okay. So journaling, I mean, just like so much healing.
The deep structure. Someone put it that to me.
That's
that way
beautiful.
Once. The deep structure. If you think about any foundation, any
scaffolding, yeah.
like get that's work it. On that deep structure.
Yeah. So, so we're into the 2020s. I was feeling like I was doing really well. And she finally got me to go to Grace, but the Akron East campus.
Okay.
Because that's like 15 minutes from my house. I went there for about a year and was trying desperately to like come back to the Lord and like trust, but it just wasn't clicking. I just was like, I just don't feel like I found my people. Like, but like for good reason, I have some trauma, you know, it's not like, it's not like I'm just picky.
Yes. Yeah.
But so, finally started coming up to Bath campus. And when I first, like the first couple weeks that I was here, Jeff was in the series about, and I should have looked it up, but it was like the sexual abuse series that he was in. I mean, I was just like, this is not, I don't believe in coincidences. I never have. Cause God has always been in my life.
Yes.
I've walked away a couple times, but he's always there. And he was in that series talking about the Pete Scarazzo book. Am I saying that
emotionally
wrong?
Emotionally healthy
Thank
spirituality.
You.
So this would have been Breaking the Cycle.
Yes, that was it. Yeah. Breaking the Cycle. So,
and I just want to stop
new.
And say, anybody that's listening that's resonating, go and listen to that series because it radically changed our church. It changed lives huge. And then this book that you maybe are about to mention.
Well, that series, I was immediately like, huh. So come to find out, she didn't tell me this, but my counselor has been here for 35 years. And so when I started saying, because she didn't want to be biased and say, go to my church, because I probably would have put it together that it was my friend's church, you know, she let it happen naturally, which is, she's so good.
Choice,
she's so good at her job. So started coming here. It was immediately like, this is a good place for me. Then I did some research. I didn't expect to get emotional, but I forever will be grateful to know that there have never been an incident. There's never been a child abuse incident at this church. That is huge for me. That's huge for my family, my niece and nephew that are, you know, my sister's trying to raise them in the church and she's looking into Grace for that exact reason. And then my counselor was like, yeah, we've never, it's so strict, like to try and volunteers and everything.
All the trainings, all the background checks, all the things that they do to
it's
assure
so good.
That. I mean, as best as we can to assure
for
that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like 4 years ago, I think, and just never looked back. You know, made the half hour drive a couple times a week, started serving. So ever since then and coming here and just like feeling like leaning more into this purpose, because I do feel like it's something that nobody talks about.
Yes.
And in this new season of life that I've been in for almost a year, 9 months, this amazing man walked into my life. Our dads introduced us.
Oh my, that's a rarity.
I know, it's so cute. They're like colleagues. They have worked together for like 25 years and they were like at a luncheon for their work and they were like, hey, don't you have a single kid in their 30s? I'm in my late 30s. He's in his mid 30s. But like, you're like, you guys didn't think about this 10 years ago, but neither one of us were ready. So, so we're getting married in the fall.
And hey,
but that's just like, that is all because of God's grace. There's so many people that have my story that have trouble getting out of bed.
I believe it.
And I, to the day that I die, I remember being in bed, not wanting to get out of bed.
Yes.
And I felt like somebody needs to know that, that you can keep going.
Yeah,
that you can live through
and
you can have victory and not just for yourself, but for others. Like you're going to help other people by being brave.
It is very brave, Abby. I want you to know that.
Thanks. I mean, It doesn't feel brave now, but it did then.
I'm feeling from you that you're mm-hmm. just like telling me this story, like yeah. it's from a book,
yeah.
but it would like however long ago it would have not. I yeah. think about that with people's trauma and different things that they go through, and you know, I'll be at a place where there's multiple stories being shared, and a young person, and like, here's this big heavy thing I'm going through, and then you have an older person, and she says, and then I went through this, and then I went through this, mm-hmm. I remember one time I was under someone's story, and she's like, and then I had breast cancer, and then I da da da, and I'm like, hold on, like in my brain, I'm thinking breast cancer is an all-consuming fire, and yeah. she just listed it as a sentence in her story,
right?
And it was an all-consuming fire, I'm
at
sure
time,
when it was happening,
for sure.
Yep. But if we work through healing, if we fight for healing, if we get wisdom, key to wisdom, get it. Go get it. That means counseling. That means a wisdom team. That means a surgical team around you. Mm-hmm. The great surgeons doing the surgery, mm-hmm. they're handing in the scalpels. They're keeping the germs at bay, and they're yeah. helping you heal so that later you have a scar
yeah.
that you could tell on a podcast.
Yep.
Here you are.
Yep. Yep. It's like there were so many seasons of me asking why to God. Mm. And I don't have that answer, and I desperately want that answer still. But I know that I know that I know that I know that he uses all of it. Mm. The awful, I mean, the one place that you don't expect to be abused is yeah. at church.
Yeah.
Or school.
Yeah.
I mean, children yes. are vulnerable. There's mm-hmm. lots of vulnerable populations, not to exclude mm-hmm. any of them, but you don't expect that. Mm-hmm. So it does something to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your obedience within that too is part of it as well, of healing and of taking the own, like
well,
working through all that by
yeah.
following him and by saying yeah. yes and getting out of bed and seeking the third, fourth counselor and locking in on that until the work is finished. And there it's just beginning too.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't been in this place for very long. It's only been a couple years, but to be in a place where I can say I'm ready for you to use me now, I feel like the little bird that's got its wings, you know, instead of I need it taken care of for a long time.
Yeah, that's
like nursed back to health.
Perfectly understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you have surgery, you gotta
right.
You gotta do PT.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
give a follow-up appointment, so you got to do all of that in mm-hmm. order to get your wholeness back.
Yeah.
If you push it, you're limping.
For sure.
If you avoid it,
yeah,
you could have scar tissue. Like, there's mm-hmm. so many things that have to come together, and
yeah.
and the Lord is so kind and all
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow. So up to speed here. So this man and
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
What kind of dreams do you guys have together?
Oh my gosh. Well, we're kind of just like truly trusting God and whatever plan he has for us. Since we're older, that might include kids. We don't know. We're not going to mm-hmm. prevent anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I have saved myself for marriage, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And we're just excited for whatever mm-hmm. God has for us. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to live 10 minutes from church instead
yeah.
of 30.
So moving up here when
yeah.
you get married, then he already is up here?
Yeah. So he has a home really close by in Fairlawn. And I'm going to be living with my parents for the next mm-hmm. 6 months. So I'm in the process of moving, which
yes.
is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Yeah.
but I'm so grateful. I've prayed for this for decades. So.
And does he go to Grace or did
yeah.
he or
uh-huh.
does he now?
No. He was raised in church too mm-hmm. and kind of just didn't. He just like went to college and just like didn't
mm-hmm.
and then came home, started working and just didn't
mm-hmm.
have anywhere to go. But it's so funny that God led me here several years ago because this is where we came. I was like,
yeah.
it's a non-negotiable. I think it was date number two.
Yeah.
And I was like,
here's my story.
This is, well, I didn't
not
tell
the story,
him my story.
I mean, but here's my,
but
here's
I
my
said,
expectations. Yeah.
If we're not going to church, yeah. I'm not, we can't date.
Yeah.
And so we've come here ever since.
Mm.
So,
so
and
way,
I, he's corrected me
blossoming
recently.
Too.
I always say my church and he's like, can you say our church?
So
it's so sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, and he loves his one line that he's a quiet man, but he says, I've never been to a church that stays as close to the Bible as you guys do. And
I'm
I love
that.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
it's so nice to hear from somebody that's like, quote unquote, outside, you know,
mm-hmm.
is newer.
Sure. Yeah, they have
fresh eyes. Because I'm biased.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
Yeah.
When you've had the life change that you have in a place, you
mm-hmm.
kind of drink the Kool-Aid a little
yeah.
bit. So it's good to
yeah.
have that
yeah.
verification from the
yeah.
outside as well. I'm really pleased to hear that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You've talked about a calling that you've felt in your life.
Yeah.
Calling to ministry from young, from like, yeah. That's still a question mark out in the future, you think?
For sure. And I don't know what that looks like. I very much have learned in my life that if you trust God and you, that's instead of like the prayer that I sometimes have for other things in my life is I really want this, mm-hmm. but change my heart if that's not what you want, God. And in this area of my life, I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite hymn growing up is Here I Am, Lord. Mm-hmm. I love that hymn. I remember what page it's on in the hymnal.
My gosh. Like,
so I love that hymn. But that's how I feel. I'm like, I don't know what that looks like, but I'm very, very open. Because I want to help people.
Yeah.
He'll
provide it.
Mm. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of hymns, have you brought with you a song to add to our unscripted worship
list? Yeah. So, I don't know if it's very unknown. I didn't know of it. I heard it it was my parents' old church. It's called Manasseh, which is Joseph's first son. It's by Anna Golden.
Tell me more. I don't know any of these words you just
said. So, it's... if you want me to spell it, I can, but it's Manasseh.
And M-A-N-A-S-A?
M-A-N-A-S-S-A-H.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's got to be some funky stuff.
And it basically, Joseph named his son that as a symbol to help him forget of his slavery in Egypt. And the song talks about her. She was abused in the church. And I didn't know that, but you listen to the song and then you can Google it.
The singer.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So I don't know what her whole story is. I have no idea, but it's just like mm-hmm. general church hurt. And she talks about how God has traded her trauma for vantages of grace. Mm. And that line just is what I live in because you think that like someone is mistreating you or being mean to you. And it's like they have their own stuff going on. 98% of the time it's not about you. And you just learn that going through all the things. I love that song.
You are ministering to my soul, Abby. Thank you.
Good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great song.
So is it a newer song or an old fashioned song?
I think it's new. No, I don't. I think it's just a couple years old.
I mean, it feels like it's coming from a hymnal book with a name
like
Manasseh.
No, cool. And she does some other stuff too that's like more modern. But yeah.
I love that. Well, and you're part of our worship team here, so I trust a worship song recommendation from someone like you.
Thank you.
But I do want to kind of say that we have what I'm talking about right now is the unscripted worship playlist on Spotify. Mm-hmm. So every guest comes with their own story, and I just love worship, so I love to connect it to a song and to your story, like why is that meaningful to you, which Abby just shared. So if you're curious, I love this playlist because it is full of just beautiful songs, but also just so much richness and meaning from our guests that we've had on. So thanks for adding your song to
it. No problem.
All right. So this has been incredible. Like I said, you and I have, I mean, we've had kind of a deep discussion in the past, and I knew you skated over something that had happened in your youth, and I had no obviously understanding of what that is until today.
I feel like the first time we talked, I didn't know how to say it. Like God has done such a work for me, in me, for other people that I sometimes would just say, yeah, I had some crazy stuff happen to me.
Well, again, that's evidence of the scar, right?
Yeah.
You were had more of a, the wound was still in process, and so that's okay for that time.
Yep.
And it's great for this time that you're at that place, and I just hear so much freedom. You use the word freedom so many times. You're being free. So I know that you have a heart for this clearly. I don't know, maybe the ministry is an outpouring of what happens from here, from people hearing your story, and they reach out. So we invite you guests, listeners, to reach out to us if something that Abby has said has resonated with you or with someone that you know. And also if you just see that darkness for somebody, like ask some questions. Like there's probably so much that people can do to help people in circumstances like this. So we have an email, unscripted@graceohio.org. You can send us a message there. I'll connect you to the church, or if you want, directly with Abby, and you can get to know her heart more and give her space to use the story for God's glory and not for anything that the enemy would have tried to set it up for from the beginning.
Thank you so much for being here. Amen to that. You're welcome.